49 students from 5 Algoma District School Board, ADSB, schools recently participated in Algoma Regional Envirothon 2024. The event took place on Friday, May 10 and Saturday, May 11 at Stokely Creek Lodge. Envirothon is an international competition that teaches youth about the environment, ignites a lifelong passion for conservation and stewardship, fosters leadership and teamwork skills, and gives exposure to careers in a variety of environmental fields, explained the school board in a news release. The top three teams from ADSB schools, Elliott Lake Secondary School, Central Algoma Secondary School, and Superior Heights C&VS, will now move on to the Provincial Envirothon, which is taking place May 26 to 29 at the University of Waterloo. Find the full ADSB news release, including results, below. On Friday and Saturday, May 10 and 11, 49 students from 5 Algoma District School Board, ADSB, schools participated in Algoma Regional Envirothon 2024, at Stokely Creek Lodge, coordinated by the Algoma Highlands Conservancy. 8 staff accompanied students from 5 schools and 17 volunteers from a wide variety of community partners made the event possible. 3 teams have qualified for provincials: Elliott Lake Secondary School, Central Algoma Secondary School, and Superior Heights C&VS, who placed first, second and third respectively. These 3 teams will travel to the Provincial Envirothon, which is taking place May 26 to 29, 2024 at the University of Waterloo. Internationals, should an ADSB team qualify, are in New York this summer. Envirothon is an international competition that teaches youth about the environment, ignites a lifelong passion for conservation and stewardship, fosters leadership and teamwork skills, and gives exposure to careers in a variety of environmental fields. The Algoma region will mark its 30th season in 2025, having impacted thousands of area students and educators. Teams competed in 4 in-field sectors: soils, aquatics, forestry, and wildlife. The most nerve-wracking part of the competition for most students is the presentation component, where each team must come up with solutions to a scenario, given only 90 minutes. This year it was to create a habitat restoration plan for positive biodiversity outcomes in a changing climate. They then have 10 minutes to present their solutions to a team of judges. In addition to the workshops and competition, this year we initiated a regional legacy project, an invasive species pull of periwinkle. Periwinkle is a non-native species that is a threat to biodiversity in the forest. Periwinkle has escaped from the lawns of Stokely Creek Lodge, SCL, where it was likely planted decades ago, and has invaded the forests around the lodge in thick mats of roots and foliage. With the permission of SCL, help of volunteers from the Sioux Climate Hub and the Kensington Conservancy, Natural Resources Canada, 49 students, 8 staff, and an instructor from the Invasive Species Center, we began this decade-long project to control the spread of this invasive species and give native species like trout lilies, Solomon's seal and trilliums a chance to thrive. Algoma region has 3 teams qualified to advance to provincials. First place, Elliott Lake Secondary School, team number 3, made up of Alicia Rotskas, Adriana Benvenuti, Billy Ray Olmsted, Lauren Lennon, Kendra Bolio. Mentors, Kaylee Robinson, Anila Poulos. Second place, Central Algoma Secondary School, team number 1, made up of Emmett Robinson, Roxy Wilding, Cherish Miller, Quinn McCracken, Ben Kirby. Mentor, Barb Willoughby. Third place, Superior Heights C&VS, team number 7. Made up of Lindsay Bainan, Alexis Tong, Sophia Uy, Tiara Huertes, Katie Prusky. Mentors, Colleen Mogg, Jen Mason, Steph Pomper. Best individual performances in each competition category. Aquatics, three-way tie. Central Algoma Secondary School, team number 1. Elliott Lake Secondary School, team number 3. Superior Heights C&VS, team number 7. Forests, ELSS, team number 3. Soils, ELSS, team number 3. Wildlife, White Pines, team number 10. Presentations. First place, ELSS, team number 3, second place, CAS, third place, ELSS, team number 4, fourth place, SH, team number 7. The event would not have been possible without the generous support of the following community partners: ADSB Algoma University Canadian Institute of Forestry, SIF, Northeastern Ontario Section, Clean North Forests Ontario Invasive Species Centre, Natural Resources Canada, Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry, Sioux Climate Hub, Sioux College, Stokely Creek Lodge, the Kensington Conservancy. Special thanks to volunteer Guy Smith from SIF, who chairs the event, and to the Algoma Highlands Conservancy for coordinating.